From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado is near the bottom when it comes to providing food stamps to residents who are eligible to apply for them. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
The nonprofit advocacy group Hunger Free Colorado says Colorado's system of delivering SNAP benefits, also known as food stamps, ranks 46th in the nation. Kate Blackford is the group's public policy director.
The challenge is that in Colorado we have a county-based system and we have a state agency that is understaffed in terms of serving those counties.
Blackford says some counties do a good job of getting eligible people enrolled in the program, while others employ complicated and ineffective programs. She says the new data is meant to share best practices with those poor-performing counties. I'm Luke Runyon.
A new theater festival called Spectrum, focusing on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer issues, is coming to Colorado Springs this March. KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The Funky Little Theater Company in the Old North End is putting on the festival. Artistic director Chris Medina says the company considered limiting the playwright pool to Colorado, but decided to expand it internationally. Medina says the company has received over 200 play submissions for the spring festival so far.
Theater is just so collaborative that nobody can do it by themselves. And so being able to have all these voices from around the country infiltrate into Colorado, I think, is a beautiful thing.
Medina says there is not any other event like Spectrum in Colorado Springs. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
The theater company is accepting submissions through today. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.